some beautiful stumpies, going to some big shad around.
The list has definitely shrunk just a bit, but those fish that are still sticking around, they have been of size, they have been in abundance.
There's a lot of slingers, a lot of soldiers, some nice rock rods.
Most of the news that I've heard from down the coast is positive.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Well, hello and welcome back to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Welcome back to the Angler News SA Podcast, where we are going to be putting you into this week's hottest feeding zones, because we've got spring tides, we've got full moons, there's a lot of gravitational pull going on, and there are some areas that are bound to be hotter than the others. Before we deep dive into this week's episode, guys, let me just apologize if I am sounding a bit nasal and a bit of a deep breath, tight chest, sore throat. It's because I am. I've been carrying a viral bug for the last couple days, but I am getting the show out to you because, hey, the show must go on. You need to know where the fish are. So I'm not totally fussed about being ill this week, because from the reports and the way things are shaping up, guys, winter is coming, and it is coming through with a lot of fish. And I've got my immune system sorted out now, so I will be fully behind that sardine run, behind all the catches that are coming out and all the action along our coastline. So, guys, we will not miss a beat moving on from here. Let's get into this week's show, where the fishing did take a bit of a dip. We didn't have as much catches as we did the previous 2 weeks. However, there has been a fair amount of catches on your rock and surf side. We've had shad. We've had the odd garrick popping up. There's been a lot of bronze bream. There's still the non-eds around. On your offshore side, we are talking about a lot of nice-sized cooter up north. There has been a fair amount of snook, and the bottom fishing seems to be the talk of the town, no matter where you are. As for the freshwater, certain areas around Durban has started to slow down. Not many reports out of there. However, that trout fishing is picking up, and with 2 weeks left on that river action, and the weather looking as good as it is, you definitely want to get out there and try your hand at that. So we're going to get into all of it, as we usually do. But before we do, guys, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. With that variety and with that convenience, the Kingfisher is certainly an area to visit over this next couple weeks, because the season is starting to come into full bloom. Now, let's get into this week's show. Starting with something different, we're going to shuffle the pack around. We're going to start off up at the North Coast, where the fishing hasn't been great, but there's been a lot of shad, a lot of bronze bream, and a few other species that Jesse's going to talk about. And thereafter, the North Coast, we are going to head down to Durban to tell you what's been going on out here. So, guys, here is Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito Salt Rock.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. We've had a bit of a quiet week of fishing, apart from one or two species. As expected, we've seen a couple of cob coming out. Apparently, further up north than our Bolita area, we've had some decent reports of cob. And then I'd say the highlight of the week so far has been the amount of large shad that we've seen. I've had customers come into the shop and show me some pictures of some really decent shad that they've been catching. And it's not limited to one or two catches. I must have seen at least 7 or 8 pictures of some really decent fish coming out. And that seems to be stretched all along the coast. Not a lot of smaller shad coming out, but definitely some bigger ones, which is nice to see, which is a sign that winter is well underway and the water temperature is changing, the conditions are changing, and it's only positive from this point on. I have seen a decline in the numbers of Pompano that we saw from last week. There have been 1 or 2, but not nearly as many as there were last week. And then I've seen a couple of bronze bream come out, but very small bronzies. So this week has been fairly decent as far as numbers go with bronze bream, but the size has been, let's just say, it's left a lot to be desired. So still good fun, especially if you've got really light tackle. And as far as your sharks and flatfish go, I've seen, surprisingly, a couple of reports on brown skate.
We've seen a couple of reports on stuff like milkies, spinners, small grey sharks. Most of the news that I've heard from down the coast is positive, though. So if you are down that area, I'm sure you'll be able to listen to the section on the south coast area and get some feedback from those guys, but I'm sure it'll be positive. That's about it from Rock and Surf. Off the boats and the skis, things have been fairly quiet as well. I think most people are targeting snook at the moment because there haven't been many kucha around at all. I know that far up north, the guys are catching quite a few fish. My father-in-law went up to Sudwana over the last week, and they ended up catching a couple of kuta and wahoo, stuff like that, a couple of dories around, a couple of tuna. So I know up that side is fishing well. But as far as our area is concerned, very, very slow, actually. Most of our guys will be now waiting for the garrick to move through, and hopefully one or two of the bigger winter snook, so just wait for that. That's about it for this week. I hope everybody manages to get some fish and enjoying. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesse. So, guys, as we can see, with this week in the Balito area, there are less species, but those that are coming out are quality species. So, the sizes are quite good. And as for the rest of the North Coast, well, it's pretty much exactly what Jesse has said. There has been a few reports of some browns. There's been the odd sand shark. There's been a couple of shad, a couple of snapper salmon. In fact, quite a few snapper salmon from what I've heard. And then moving on to Richards Bay, well, offshore side, Richards Bay, St. Lucia, the offshore side has been quite excellent with regards to the amount of kuta that's been coming out. There has been a couple of tuna and a couple of dorado. As for that rock and surf side in those areas, I've heard of a fair amount of stone bream. In fact, all your bream species coming out of Mission Rocks, you know, that whole Cape Vidal area. St. Lucia itself, not too much I've heard of over this past week. Now, let's move on down to Durban, where we are with Mike V and Brad Krobler, and things are starting to look a bit more rosy. It seems as though there hasn't been a dip out of Durban on your rock and surf side. And Brad has a fair amount to talk about on his offshore side. As for the Durban Harbour, well, not such fireworks. But I'm going to leave the guys to tell you all about it.
How's it, guys? Yes, this last week we've had some lovely angling around, eh? Yeah, there's been quite a few greys on the beaches from North Pier all the way up to Mshlanga, Mshloti, that side, even going down Anstey's, all the Brighton Beach that way on the bluff. There's been quite a lot of greys in the area. Mixed in that, the guys are giving some lovely edibles. I've seen some pics of some beautiful stumpies going to some big shad around still. Yeah, the rock and surf guys are at this moment having an absolute ball on the beaches. I think the flatter seas and the less wind on the water, oaks are getting out there and catching quite a few fish. Talking about that, the guys with paddle skis and ski boats as well, having a ball. Kuta, snook, all sorts. The guys fishing on the bottom are getting some lovely fish as well. So yeah, the boats, paddle skis, the rock and surf guys all having an absolute ball at the moment. The bay guys, a little bit on the quiet side for the bay guys. There are some grunt around. The guys have been getting some kingies there. But the big ones seem to be hiding a little bit. So there's some nice fish there, but those bigger grunters are hiding a little bit. Guys are putting in the time. I'm sure they'll come back onto the bite very soon. Yeah, guys, the weather's looking good. Go out there and make a bite. Thanks, guys.
Well, good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Yeah, guys, fishing off the ski boats over the last week. Yeah, guys, so bottom fish has still been predominant, a lot of slingers, a lot of soldiers, some nice rock hogs. Once again, there's still some beck if you want to go look for them, but yeah, the sharks are double wild at the moment, so every time you get a decent fish, the shark's going to eat it. There were a couple of snook off the Blue Lagoon area. Kuta, I never heard of much this week. But yeah, guys, so yeah, tight lines, and yeah, speak to you guys next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Looks like Durban is certainly the place to be with a variety of species. And like the guy said, whether you're fishing rock and surf offshore or in the harbor, you will get some bite. Just depends on what bite it's going to be. Now, let's move on up to the Midlands to see what's going on that freshwater side. We are with Jan from the Kingfisher, Pietermaritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So last week, we indicated that the fish were tagged off their game. But the fishing this week seems to have picked right back up. And it seems that the winter games are back on track. I say winter, but when things should be a lot more chilly than what they are currently, and the excellent run of stable weather makes for some great outdoor time for this time of year. Mentioned in conversation recently is that the average air temperature for April-May this year is some 8 degrees higher than previously. That's pretty much a whole season's difference. No wonder we are asking where is winter, when other parts of the southern hemisphere are already pretty much deep in it. And I say deep, as a friend of mine fishing southern Argentina in Patagonia recently was snowed in for some 3 extra days, and of course, changed flights just in order to get back home, and the New Zealand anglers are complaining to be wrapped in puffers and buffs, talking cold, frigid fishing days, while here we are sweltering. But with only a single return from the Natal Fly Fishers Club river anglers, it would seem that the river action is indeed slowing down. But I suspect more likely that the anglers are dusting off their stillwater gear and getting ready for the winter stillwater events. For those that are venturing out to the moving water, they are still happily providing fish. Bushman's River was a scene of action this week, with a number of fish coming to hand in the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 38 centimeter bracket from the NFFC beats. Other sections of the Bushman's River also gave up fish in the current crystal clear conditions, which are best suited to dry fly. Word from further north is that the Injasuti showed off a collection of its sparkly wild rainbow jewels, which are happily rising to the dry fly. Guys, it's less than 2 weeks before the trout river season closes, so it's time to get out there. On the other hand, with a double finger number of returns from the NFFC stillwater anglers, saw most of the action this week. The bulk of the fish also came into the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 38 centimeter bracket, with a few of course in the lower end of the scale, and of course a couple in the high end of the scale, and one which taped in at between 19 to 21 inches or 40 to 53 centimeters. Word from the water is that olive patterns are still doing the bulk of the work, for example dragon and damselfly nymph patterns, along with the bog standard black woolly bugger, with or without a hot bead head. Water temperatures are still sitting in the 16 to 18 degrees range, so that means the fish are not yet in spawn mode and hugging the banks, seeking the shale shallows, but can be found pretty much all over the water. A great setup currently is an intermediate line, fish with either a weighted or unweighted patterns, giving you the best possible combination to target fish in both shallow and deeper water. With the first of the stillwater events under the belt, that is leg one of the Topps Corporate Trophy Challenge, which we reported on last week, the events are coming in hot and fast. Leg two of the TCC takes place at the end of the month, followed by the Camberg Trout Festival and the Boston Fly Fishing Festival, which takes place over the second and third weekends in June respectively. As I said, it's supposedly winter, but the bass are also still biting. There's not too much word coming from Albert Falls and Midmore Dams, but once again the private Midlands waters are seemingly giving up their fish, with a report of a 4 kilogram fish coming to hand. Last week saw the SA Bass Angling Association Interprovincial Championships taking place in Albert Falls. There were 36 teams competing, comprising of some 72 anglers, and 631 fish were caught. The team win went to KZN Coastal 1, with members Niels Bjerneker and Vessi Vessels, with 15 fish. A top angler going to Niels Bjerneker with 10 fish, and the biggest fish pulling the scales to 4.52 kilograms and coming from the rod of Cameron Stoneley from Team Gauteng 4. Congrats to all. The other top 9 fish in the top 10 weighed in at between 3.4 to 3.8 kilos. So guys, there are some fish to be had. Just time to get out there. Last week, we gave some tips for winter bass fishing. And if there is one take-home tip, slow your retrieve down, especially as the water cools.
Thank you, Jan. Another great report, my friend. Great detailed report on that trout action. And yes, slow that retrieve down. Where is winter? Well, I'm starting to wonder the same thing. It's still like over 25 degrees every day. I mean, we do feel that bite in the morning, but nothing like the rest of the southern hemispheres. And we want that water to cool down. We want those sardines to come. Just not this week. I'm still in recovery. But we want those sardines to come. Now, let's see what's happening at Warner Beach with Gary.
Hey chaps, it's Gary at Kingsborough. Yeah, it's been a quiet week. One Gary was taken on a mullet, and one was lost in a spin. But otherwise, very quiet. Shared here and there. A grey, odd grey, and a couple of little cob I have been coming out in the dark on with chocker. Pretty slim pickings otherwise. Quite a few gannets up here, you know, that last little southerly that blew. There must have been 40 on the water here and another 100 passing that afternoon. But here today there in Bashi, there's been some activity in the shore break there with sardine. Yeah, we just got to wait, I think, for the next decent southerly to come, and hopefully that'll get the game going. So until then, tight lines for you all.
Thank you, Gary. Well, slim pickings. There has been Garrick, there has been Shad. at least there's some life in the water. And with the change in moon phase and tides this weekend, I think we are going to be getting some action out of your area. So guys, like we said, this is a report of what's been going on over the week. It is merely forecasted for what's going to be happening over the weekend. And rounding it off down the south coast, we are with Adam, who's got a proper forecast of what's going to happen over this weekend, as well as the amount of fish that has been coming out down the lower south coast. So I'm going to leave it to Adam to round off this week's fishing report.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that everyone's week has been absolutely epic, and the guys have caught themselves some epic fish, because it's been really good down on the south coast again, Vinesh. In terms of the species, the list has definitely shrunk just a bit, but those fish that are still sticking around, they have been of size, they have been in abundance, and it has been absolutely epic. So we can't say things have gotten terrible down on the coast, but the species list has gotten a bit smaller. I kind of think just the weather's playing a little bit of a part in that, but you know, definitely there's a vibe of sardines in the air. Things are happening, and I do think we're gonna maybe have a good sard run. But as we know with the sardines, don't put money on it, because it's not a surefire bet. One thing I will definitely bet though on, Vinesh, is that the guys have been getting some good fish and are going to continue getting good fish, as we have got a bit of a spring tide and we've got a bit of a full moon for the coming week on Thursday. And we all know we typically get good fish around that period. Now, in terms of the fish and what's been happening down on the lower south coast, we've had spinner sharks. So again, sardines tend to have a bit of a vibe in that, you know. We've had some greys in the 20 kilo range with a few smaller chaps in between. Still plenty of hound sharks around to be caught. You know, all sorts of sizes of those fish. So very nice to see that around. So definitely the non-eds are down. We're still getting a couple of lessers and a couple of skates here and there. So definitely if you're a non-ed fisherman and you want to catch yourself a hound, south coast is the place to be. But now on the edible side of things, Vinesh, we've gotten some bream, some lemon bream, a bit of garrick, some decent amount of cob, with a nice couple of 10 kilo plus sizes being caught as well, with Rachelle, Stompy and Alan getting in on the action with those. All the popular spots for your cob have definitely been producing. Size-wise though, in certain areas, obviously on the day, anything is possible. Now with shad, unfortunately, not wild yet, but there have been some caught. So good to see that fish around. You know, it's just not in numbers as we wish. And obviously with these sards coming in, we know that when the sards are around, the shad fishing goes a bit swack. So I'm hoping that these shad really start showing themselves. You know, we're already in the May period and we should start getting a few more popping up. So let's cross fingers for that, Vinesh. Moving down south to Port St. John's, PSJ. Had a bunch of mates, Scott and gang, going down and catching some beautiful, nice, very big size grunter. Loads and loads, apparently, of small cob in that 20 to 30 centimeter range. So nice to see a lot of breeding cob down there with a few keepers in between. Plus, I also did see a lacquer-sized cob caught by Civils recently, a very well-known PSJ angler. He got himself a bus of a cob, so very, very well done there, bud. Now, in terms of the weather, Friday, a west-southwest in the 25k per hour range. Saturday, a northeaster for most of the day, with an early west-south wind for Sunday and an average swell of around 1.5 meters for most of the weekend. Now, again, going back to that spring tide and full moon on Thursday, we should really get some good bites around that period, guys. So things not looking too bad. Things not looking too great at this stage, Vinesh, but we're definitely getting the bites. We're definitely getting some good cob down here. And Port St. John's is really, really working well at the moment. Very nice to see a lot of healthy juvenile fish around at this moment. So good to see that the stock levels are quite nice in that sense in terms of the juvenile fish. But again, it's just going back to those sides. Let's hopefully see that we're going to get something, and something is going to hopefully happen. But otherwise, for Nesh and everyone else out there, I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches as always.
Thank you, Adam. So it looks as though the South Coast, just like the rest of the coastline, has been more or less the same, where less species but better quality of fish, but at least you got a wider variety of fish. So guys, looks like the South Coast is definitely the place to be. One thing's for sure, Port St. John's is certainly the place to be. Lots of good species coming out from there. And this is usually that time of the year where we start planning our trips to Port St. John's or Mazeppa. So, yeah, lots of action happening. Now, Adam also mentioned the tides, the spring tide that's happening, the full moon that's happening. So, guys, we are going to be doing a podcast on that very soon. In fact, the last time we spoke about winds, if you missed it, it's under ecr.co.za, under podcast, or our Angler News channel. Guys, that one on winds was a real massive hit, and I have no doubt that talking about the moons and the tides is going to be another one. So we will be in touch with Dave Irving again shortly. That should come out in about a week or two, so make sure to follow and subscribe. Especially if you are following through Spotify or iTunes, you know, you hit that notification bell. As soon as we publish, you will know about it. As for the sardines, well, that's another reason to stay in touch with the shows, guys. We've heard today that the sardines are now at Coffee Bay. So there's a couple shoals coming through. We know that is imminent on our coastline. We just need this weather and water to cool off and get some proper winds blowing. And I guess that's all the more reason why you want to stay in touch with Angler News and what we are going to be talking about. Hey, bear in mind, this week we have also launched our show with what's been going on with those piers along Durban. Guys, I chatted with JP. That is really quite an interesting one. Check it out on our podcast. The anglers want more piers open. They are demanding the rights to fish in more piers. There's controversy behind it. What's going to happen? Well, we'll be in touch. But for now, if you want to know exactly what's going on, give that podcast a listen to. And on Monday, is it safe on those charter boats that you are going out with? What you should be looking out for when you are planning on booking a charter boat? Well, we sit down with Brad, who's our experienced charter boat skipper, and he is going to be giving us some pointers as to when you are booking a charter boat, these are those red flags or good signs to look out for. So until next week, when we will be back with the latest in fishing news.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.